Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. Today is May the 15th, 2015. It's a Friday, thank God it's Friday. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 70 of the Follow English podcast and today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between the verbs to lose and to miss. Before I start, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can add your email to the email list and you will get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher. Now there is this new feature on Podomatic, which is a new app you can download from the Apple Store or even from the Google Play Store. And well, there are many other podcatchers that you can use to reach us, but this is basically it. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br. And in case you want to send any suggestions or if you want to ask any questions, this podcast today, I'm answering the question of one of my listeners from Spain. This is probably a tricky, let's say, vocabulary issue for Spanish speakers as well. So for Brazilians, and most of my students are Brazilians, this is also a big issue. So I would like to start by talking a little bit about the verb miss, and then I'm going to move on and talk about lose. And then give you lots of examples. So the meaning of miss, of course, one of them is one of the meanings, main meanings of miss is either to be late for something, and or to fail to contact someone. You could say that you missed the train, yes, because you were late. So you missed the train, you got to the station a bit late and you missed the train. Or you can, you could say something like, I've just missed her. She went home 5 minutes ago, so you failed to contact her. This can also be used in sports, you know, when you try to score a goal, for instance, or something, or try to throw the ball into the basket and you miss it. So you miss the basket or you miss the goal or you have a penalty kick and you kick the ball away far away from the goal, and so you missed the penalty kick. Another meaning of miss is to be sorry to be without. So to be sorry when you don't have something. So I could give you a couple of examples here. I miss living in the mountains, which means I don't live there anymore, and I used to live there, and now I don't have this anymore. I don't have this thing anymore. So I miss living in the mountains, or I miss talking to you face to face. Now you live in a different city, so we have to speak via Skype, and it's a whole different story, or we have to talk on the phone. Another meaning of miss is when you notice, similar to be sorry to be without, but to the second meaning I talked about, but the meaning is slightly different. When you notice the absence of someone, and here I have an example: the child ran away yesterday morning, but nobody missed her till lunchtime. So nobody noticed her absence, noticed that she was absent. So this is another meaning. It's slightly different from to be sorry to be without. And then one final meaning here is when something is lost. And maybe this is the origin of this doubt that learners have about the difference between lose and miss. Because you can use miss or missing in the ing form, rather, meaning that something is lost. For example, you can say that someone is missing is someone disappeared, and you don't know where this person, you don't know the whereabouts of this person, you don't know where this person is. So where did you realize that when did you realize that the money was missing? So somebody took the money, or you lost the money somehow, and then you want to, somebody asks you this question. So when did you realize that the money was missing, that the money was not there, that the money was lost? So this is the meaning of missing in this case. And in this case, we always use miss in the ing form, of course. So there's a page missing from this book. So for some reason, somebody, I don't know, used the book and decided to tear page off the book to take home. And so there's a page missing. We've got some plates missing. Do you think Alan has borrowed them? Okay, so this is the meaning of missing, meaning that you don't know where something is. The meaning of lost, lost, which is an irregular verb, is related to not having something and not knowing where it is, basically. So you lost the keys, so you can't get into your house. You lost your books, so you can't study English now. But there are cases in which losing things is kind of good. For example, you can lose weight. That's a very good one. If you are overweight, it's a good idea to lose weight. And lose is often confused with the adjective loose, spelled LOOSE. Notice that there is a difference in pronunciation here. The verb lose, spelled LOSE, is pronounced with a Z sound. Lose, lost, lose, lost, lose, lost, lost. In loose, the adjective is pronounced with a S sound at the end. So this is it. Basically, we use miss when we don't have something with us right now, but in this case we are sorry we don't have this, like will you miss me when I'm away, or I miss living in the mountains. And we also use miss when we are late for something, like I missed the train, or I missed the class today because I was busy doing different things at home, noticing the absence of someone, and when missing in the ing form, meaning lost. This is it for today. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!